This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Intimate Knowledge with Megan King. Shh, it's a show about sex.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Intimate Knowledge. I'm your host, Megan King, and today I'm excited to welcome Brandy Glanville on as my co-host. You guys know Brandy from a lot of different things, probably best from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, also from season 2 of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Brandy, you've done so many things. You have a podcast, Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. You've been on Celebrity Apprentice, Celebrity Big Brother, Famously Single. Like, the list goes on.
Yeah. I've done like 13 reality shows since Housewives. So
I mean,
I feel blessed to keep working, honestly, but yeah, it's a lot.
If anybody was made for reality TV, I think that a lot of people would agree that it's you.
Well, it's funny because it fell into my lap. I was never seeking it out, and I'm kind of an asshole. So, you know, I'm not an actress like a lot of the girls. So I only know how to do one thing, and that's be me. So
that's a good point, saying you're not an actress. There's a lot of actresses on Beverly Hills. And I think that their profession goes into their everyday life.
Oh, it does for sure. Are you joking? Yeah. I feel like they're almost playing characters of themselves. Like, I'm going to, like, you know, they kind of write their own script. And I don't know. I mean, I feel that way.
I mean, I've even talked to Evolution, the production company, about this. And they have said to me before in the past that they're too actress heavy on the show, because it's a different type of person that you're working with.
Yeah, no, I think that's why like Atlanta works so well, because a lot of them were in the business. Like, let's say Candy had music and stuff, but there were actresses. So I feel like it's just really raw and real. And, you know, it can be a little bit like, not scripted, so to say, because we both know it's not scripted, but right. I feel like maybe they plan what they're doing. I don't know.
I know some. I think also as people are on the show year after year, they understand the process and the drill, and they can kind of produce themselves, like Vicky, you know, for instance, like the longest running housewife or whatever she was.
No, and I think that's why these Ultimate Girls Trips are so good, and that's kind of the direction that Housewives is going, because, you know, people are sick of saying the same thing, dinner parties and people fighting, you know?
So, but we're here to talk about sex. So... Yeah. And I'm so excited to have you on here, because I know that you like to talk about sex, and I have so many questions for you. So what I want to do, I want to go over some headlines in the news right now and get your take on some things. And then I want to tell you a dating story of mine, and like a crazy one, just to kind of like get your take on it.
Yeah. Okay.
And see if you can top me. And then I might have some extra questions for you. So, okay, get this. Last week, I went on Jeanna Kramer's podcast. Do you know who that is?
I just read about this, Megan. Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Did you? So you read about how I went on her podcast and she confronted me.
Right. And because you said her ex-husband was hot. I personally, like, my ex-husband's hot. He's a cheater. Like, I know he's hot. Every one of my friends is like, oh, he's so hot. Too bad. Yeah. Like, you know, it doesn't bother me. I don't know why she was bothered by that.
I agree. I thought it was weird too, that she would just say it on the podcast without letting me know. I thought I was just going to promote my podcast. And then all of a sudden, like, I have no intro and we just go straight into it. I'm like, really? Okay. But we got it. I mean, we cleared the air. But you know what? I was talking to one of my friends about this, and one of my friends said, I think that she thought you were into her ex. And I was like, maybe that would make more sense.
I mean, what I read, like, your DMs, you just said, well, you know, at least your ex is hot. I didn't read it that way at all. You know what I mean?
I mean, obviously I didn't either. I'm such a girl's girl and I'm protective.
Why would you say that to her of all people? It doesn't even make sense. I think that she's newly single and like, it's still super fresh for her. I feel like for the longest time when they were doing their podcast, like, she was really emasculating him.
Oh, really?
That's how I felt. I'm like, I would not sit through that if I was a dude. I mean, payback for, you know, cheating. And I just feel like I knew it was doomed. And that sucks to say it, but the second they started talking about the podcast and she was like kind of emasculating him, I'm like, that dude's out. I know dudes. I have two teenage boys.
Right. Yeah. Gorgeous teenage boys, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. One just started modeling, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's home. He's taking the semester kind of like online so he can do some modeling jobs because he has to work, you know.
Good. Yeah, that's good. Learn the value of a dollar.
Pull your weight. Exactly. I'm not paying for him forever. And I joked about that. I'm like, hey, you know, it's time for him to pay his own way. But, and then all the headlines are like, oh, Brandy cuts her son off.
Oh, cutting him off. I mean, of course it's clickbait. So it makes complete sense. Right. You know, my little brother, he's 30 years old. He's been modeling full time since he was 18 in New York.
Oh, nice. I mean, yeah. It's harder for men, I think, because they don't make as much as we, I mean, I'm assuming you used to model.
I mean, back in college, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, like, girls make a lot more than guys. So I said, listen, as long as you stay in school, you can do whatever you want. So
I mean, RJ's done really well. I'll send you his Instagram page. But I think he's established himself a little bit different in the industry at a good time. He's also gay, which helps right now.
Right.
You know, like, as a white male, you're kind of screwed unless you have something to, like, some other, like,
something more interesting about
your category to set you apart. Okay, so we both agree the Jana Kramer thing with the DM is just silly.
I just feel like she's just so freshly in it, and you're a beautiful girl. And I think, obviously, if you were into her husband, you'd be DMing him, not her. You know what I mean?
No.
The same thing happened to you. I think she's a little sensitive right now, but like,
I think she's definitely sensitive. Yeah, she's definitely sensitive. And I can't do sensitive. I don't think you could do sensitive.
Oh, I can't at all. Like, even with the kids, like, I'm like, don't be a mangina. Like, get out. You know what I mean? I'm like a dude chick. Like, I can't deal with it at all.
Well, but the mangina, I would think, is a compliment because vaginas are powerful. So. Yeah.
Well, it is until it's not.
I'm like, until it's dead.
Right.
Okay, so we were at BravoCon.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have to say, I think it's really incredible how you keep reinventing yourself and you've stayed not only relevant, but like current throughout all of these years after you were on The Housewives, when so many former housewives just kind of like fade away into the abyss. So props to you on that.
I don't know how, I literally don't know how it happens because I don't have a publicist. I do me, like, if I do a, like, I'll tweet something and then like 20 people will pick it up and like, it's all these, but I'm not actively trying. It just happens.
You're just doing you, right. Which is like that when you're authentic, I think that's when things happen.
Yeah.
So you were at BravoCon, to which I've never been invited to. So
I've been to, and I didn't get invited to the first one either. And I had like, I was a little sad about it.
You were on also on Girls Trip, Ultimate Girls Trip.
Right.
And you were, so, okay. So at BravoCon, you and Kenya Moore were like face like up against each other, like talking about the beef, but you never said what the beef is.
Yeah. So she and I did Celebrity Apprentice together.
Right.
And I really got to know her, and she punched me in the face with a thing of whipped cream. But when someone
like
hits
funny?
You,
like funny, haha.
Funny. And then I did it back to her, but it hurt like a motherfucker. It, like, just because you have a plate of whipped cream doesn't mean it's not going to hurt. So I did it back to her. And then the whole time she was just like pulling crazy shit to try to make me look bad. And, you know, it's a competition show. I get it, but you don't have to be mean. And she's so incredibly smart and evil. And that combo is a little scary.
Do you think that, like when she initially put the whipped cream in your face, that it was had a little bit of malicious intent?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you can look on YouTube. I was not expecting it. And she knew exactly what she was doing.
It was like a passive aggressive thing. Like, oh, this is funny. And you're going to look like an asshole for being mad about it.
Right. So it's so, you know, like over the years we've worked together and she just proves each time that she is an asshole to me.
Or maybe she's genius because you would be a good person to go after like that because you'll play along.
Yeah. I mean, I was hoping that once she had her daughter, like it would soften her and she could just like really understand, like, you know, I feel like she had a really hard like shell, but you know, maybe it has softened her a little bit, but I haven't seen her. We did a Netflix show together and she was not kind to a lot of people on that show. So
weird. I don't know. Maybe it'll take some more time to soften her up. I see that happen sometimes. You're like,
yeah, for sure.
When's it going to happen? Okay. So the next headline I want to talk about is Nick Cannon is expecting baby number 11. 11.
Yeah.
But get this. So I'm reading this article, right? That's talking about his baby with his second child with his current chick, Alyssa Scott. So I'm reading this and then I'm reading the rest of the article and I'm like, wait a minute. He has like 5 kids that overlap in this timeline. Did you know this?
No, I knew he had a bunch of kids and a bunch of baby mamas. And I was just like, as long as he's paying for them, like, and the girls are fine with it, good on them.
That's how I feel too, whatever. But I feel like once I started doing the math, I'm like, wait, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 moms. There's kids that are like 6 weeks, 3 months, 22 months. One's pregnant. Like there's a lot of overlap here. And I love watching all of those like uber religious shows about how they have like 19 kids or like 9.
Oh, yes. Or like sister wives. I'm so obsessed with sister wives.
I mean, all that shit is just too good. You can't make that up unless you're Nick Cannon. And they're all beautiful.
Well, I think that the girls know what they signed up for. They're like, okay, this guy's going to give me a baby. And like, obviously you can tell if you have all of these different baby mamas. And why not like have a baby with Nick Cannon and get child support for 18 years?
I know. I wonder what kind of child support that is because mine is
pretty good. I'm pretty sure. Mine's not good. Yours is probably not. Well, I don't know what yours would be.
I'm nothing in Missouri. Nothing.
Yeah. So I'm kind of the same. But, you know, I feel like these girls. Yeah. Well, I get less. Yeah. But it's okay. You know, it's fine. No, but I think these girls, they know what they're signing up for. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I'm with you there. And also like you said, you know, take care of your kid, be responsible in that way. Nick Cannon is obviously made of money and he's continuing to print it. So like he can, you know, be responsible for all these kids. Well, what would you do? So you're a struggling, let's say you're a struggling model, maybe like mildly successful model. Let's even say successful model. Okay. You're living in LA. Let's say you're 34 years old and you're like, all right, time's ticking. I want to have a baby so bad. Nick Cannon is showing you attention. He's like, look, like, let's be fluid and like poly or whatever. Would you be like, all right, sign me up?
Absolutely. I mean, if that was the case and I didn't have love in my life and I knew that he was going to be a great dad, I would. And, you know, as a woman, unfortunately, our clocks are ticking. And if you really want a family, you know, there's other ways to do it, but if you can't afford to do it the other ways, just DM Nick Cannon.
Yeah. And then you can really afford that.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, all power to them. It's not for me, but you know what? I can't say that it's not for me. I'm not in that situation.
Cause we're not in that situation. No, like exactly. I say that now, but like, you never, like I'm not, I, you know, I was young when I got married. I was young when I had my kids.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. I think it would just depend on how desperate.
How old were you when you had your kids?
30. I guess that's not that early, but I got married at 28 and then I had my first son at 30 and then my second at 34, just because I wasn't ready. I was like,
I mean, I feel like that's kind of like a normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then we have another headline I want to talk about. So Emily Ratajkowski, she talks about having sex on the first date. And because now she's dating, she's split from her husband, and she's talking about dating. You know what she said? This is amazing. There are babies, there are monsters, then there's baby monsters. And that's the dating pool.
That is interesting.
Right? I mean, I get it. My girlfriend and I call the guys puppies. Like, they don't know what to do. They don't, they just like need somebody to run their life. But she's talking about sex on the first date. And I think that I read this article differently, and I think you would read it how I did, but I think it's different than other people would read it, because she says that she's looking at someone and they're, and she could kind of get a vibe if they're thinking, I want to hit that, or if they're actually into her. And I think what she's saying is she can tell when she's being used just for like being a beautiful woman of status or whatever.
I mean, I think that every guy is into Emily. Let's be honest. She's ridiculously stunning. I feel like, yeah, like I don't see any guy not being into her.
And girl, she recently said she's essentially hinted at being bi.
Well, good for her. I mean, if guys can go out and hit it on the first, you know, like, why is it bad for a woman to do it? We all have needs. Just because we're women, we get shamed for having a one night stand, but we have needs too. And dudes are like high fiving each other. Listen, if I have chemistry with someone, I don't see the need to wait.
I'm with you. I don't either. And with the bi part, she didn't necessarily say she's bi, come out and say it. She just says that she doesn't think that anyone is totally straight.
I agree. I think we're all a little crooked as fuck. Like, it's just like I'm attracted to different people all of the time. Like it just depends on who it is. I feel like it doesn't make me say that, oh, I'm bisexual or I'm this and that. Like, it just happened. Like, my ex-husband used to get really annoyed with me because he's like, you give off lesbian vibes. I'm like, what? I like when women appreciate me, it means so much more to me than when a dude just like grabs your ass, because they're just being dudes. They can't grab our asses anymore. But when I was growing up, people were grabbing asses. But, you know, from a woman's standpoint, I feel like I just appreciate it more. And so, yeah, maybe I lean into that. But, you know, I feel like we're all a little bit fluid.
I agree. I've hooked up with women and I've been open about that. And you talked about how you and Denise Richards hooked up and she totally denied it. And then it's like snowballed into this big to do. And I think she still denies it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, she still denies it. And there was a lot of like shaming for me. Like, people were like, oh my God, I can't believe you would say you had sex with a girl. Like, some of the women on the show were like in shock. I'm like, okay, this is not the first time.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It's just not. But it did come off like they're like, you know, clutching their pearls. And I'm like, you guys, they're like, what do you mean hooked up? I'm like, what do you think it means? Like,
right.
What?
Like, what do you do when you hook up?
Right, exactly.
Like, use your imagination.
Right. So, yeah, like, I like who I like when I like them, you know?
I think it's hard, though, you know, when you're in the public eye like that, and you're thrust on this, you know, reality show that you decide to do, and then all of a sudden your sexuality comes into question, and you're not really ready to face it on your own. That's tough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then maybe she should not do what she does. You know what I mean? Like, she went after, like, she tried with Tamara. That wasn't happening. She, you know, I told her I wouldn't talk about it anymore. So I don't really want to go deep into it. But like, I feel like now that she's on OnlyFans, she's really like open about her sexuality. And I saw a little bit of her OnlyFans and I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
is it naked? Like, what?
I just saw what she was asked. Like, I just saw screenshots of, no, she looks gorgeous, not naked. I don't think you can be naked on OnlyFans. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But she was like, send me, I don't know. I don't want. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it takes something like that. The reason she went on OnlyFans, wasn't it because like people were giving her daughter shit for being on OnlyFans. And then she's like, wait, my daughter can do what she wants. And by the way, I'm going to do it too. Maybe she needed, you know, a push to kind of help her feel more comfortable in her sexuality. I mean, this is all speculation, but like, I think everybody's on their own timeline, and we can't necessarily judge like when they decide to be comfortable or not.
Yeah, but if they're going to be in the public eye and they're going to be, you know, attracted to the opposite sex, you have to realize that it's a reality show. That's our reality, and it's going to come out. Don't do reality TV.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. So there's the Bachelor's Madison Pruitt. She talked about sex and saving herself for marriage. We just talked about this. Like, if we want to have sex with somebody, we will. And I just found myself reading this article. Like, I could barely get through it because I am so far removed from thinking about not having sex before marriage. I can't even understand the mindset that would think that unless I'm watching Welcome to Plathville on Discovery Plus. And it's like, you know, one of those families that we love to watch because we don't understand.
No.
So I just can't, I don't get it. Like, I don't even think it sounds like something I would ever want to do, save myself for sex at marriage.
So you have to remember though, these people go on The Bachelor, they're in their 20s and they are looking to get married and have the picket fence. And like, I feel like in 20s, we're still discovering ourselves. And I feel like they're sold this dream and this idea of what it's supposed to be. And I think really marriage is like an old fashioned idea these days. I don't think that in order to live with someone or cohabitate or even, you know, be partners and have kids together that you absolutely have to be married. Yeah. So I think a lot of these people are, they're coming from middle America. They're watching TV thinking they have this like old fashioned idea. And I put that on their parents a lot of the time, like, oh, save yourself for marriage. My parents used to say that. I'm like, yeah, it didn't work out. But you know, my mom and dad, my mom has only been with one man her entire life. And that's my dad. They got married at 18. And I was like, mom, you should have an affair.
Oh my God. I wonder about my parents. I know yours have been married, what, 54 years or something?
A long fucking time. Yeah.
Mine are 47 and they're in love.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, I mean, my parents love each other, but you know, at a point it comes more about like a partnership and a friendship, and they can't sleep in the same room because my dad has this giant like machine he has to wear because he has sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like when they come to visit, I'm like, okay, you get Mason's room, you get Jake's room, and the kids.
It's just fine. It's like the Golden Girls.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. But you know, I worry that like, as I'm getting older, that, you know, I always think, like, who's going to push my wheelchair? Like, they have that, you know, our parents.
Probably one of your kids.
I don't know. Boys leave you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, like I was telling you, I really just feel like in the past few years, I've discovered myself sexually. I haven't been in long-term relationships. 6 months is the longest I had. So I want to tell you the story about a one-night stand that I had. It was really like a two-night stand. But it doesn't really count as, it's more like one night because it just kept going. You know what I mean?
Right. So yeah, I don't let them stay the night. So I don't know what you mean. But
why?
I just don't like it. It's too intimate and personal. It's like, yeah, okay. Get out.
Well, okay. So you'll have to let me know if you've had any of these experiences. So one of my best friends and I, we go to Park City in January to go skiing, and she's a single mom. She lives in Texas. We fly to Park City. We meet up there. We like get this house and we're just having so much fun. We drink so much champagne the first night we're there. And I wake up the next morning and I'm like, I'm going skiing. She's so tired, hungover. She's like, can't even make it. So I'm like, whatever. I'm going skiing by myself. I'm not missing a ski day.
Right.
So I start skiing. Well, like the second time I get on the lift, I'm like, I meet this guy sitting next to me on the lift. You know, he has his mask on and stuff. I can't really see what he looks like, but we start chatting. I'm going to call him a Mike because Mike seems to be the name of a lot of men that haven't worked out. So we're just going to call him a Mike.
Okay.
So we're on the ski lift and he's like, well, let me get your number. And I was like, yeah, here you go. You can meet us at the VOOV tent. At noon, we can have some drinks at the St. Regis, wherever it was.
You still hadn't seen his face?
I mean, I seen it. Yeah. I'd seen it enough to know, like, he was an attractive man.
Right. Okay.
We go to the VOOV tent. We get completely sauced. So then, like, me and a few of my friends, we get back on the lift. And we're all like, yeah, let's go back to Mike's place and, like, go hot tub it. Well, right when we got off the lift, they turn left and Mike and I turn right. And now it's just the two of us. And we're like, he has like a ski in, ski out place there. And so he's like, oh, I retired when I was 35, you know, like I'm a financial guy. And he's like 39, you know, like.
Perfect.
Yes. Perfect. Go to his house. It's fucking filthy. It's disgusting. It's like, smells like dog shit, but I'm drunk at this point. So whatever. So we like go outside to the hot tub, which is clean. It's fine. It's beautiful. You know, it's like snow packed all around. It's just beautiful. We're drinking. We're in the hot tub. We're starting to hook up. I'm naked. He like starts to go, like take his hand down on me. And I kid you not, he pulls out a tampon. I was mortified and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. I forgot that I was on my period. I was drunk. So he takes out my tampon and he's like holding, like dangling it. And I was like, ew, get rid of that. So he throws it like in the wilderness.
Oh,
horrible. Have you ever had that happen?
Not that like per se, but like, This guy's like, I'm on my period, whatever. He's like, I'm a vampire. He pulled my tampon out with his mouth.
Oh my God. Was that hot or gross?
So hot. It was because he was so hot. So I was like, I was embarrassed a little bit. But then once he's like, girl, I don't care. I'm a vampire. Like, I was like, Jesus.
Oh my
God. He went down on me, which I was so like.
Wait, he went down on you then?
Yes.
Oh my God. Did he like get up in there?
I mean, it was like, it was brief, but he did a little something, which I would not have done. No, that's not, I would have been like, nah.
Oh my God. He's the vampire. That's funny. Well, so then, okay. So this like hot tub hookup happens. I see him the next day a little bit, but like, there's really not, I'm like, his house is really gross. And I'm like, this isn't probably going to work, but maybe. And then he's like, he was bad. So I go back to St. Louis. He's bad with communication. He like barely texts, barely calls, but he's like, I want to see you again. And I was like, okay, yeah. So he, but I don't hear from him. We like talk about the dates that I was going to go back there to see him again and no more talk. Well, here comes like the date that we were talking about. And I made plans to go hang out with my cousin in Chicago that weekend to see the Elton John concert. And I see a notification from United saying it's time to check in for your flight. And I was like, what? He bought me a flight to go to Park City, but never confirmed with me. And I had a flight to go to Chicago. And so I was like, listen, Mike, like, you can't just book me a flight and expect me to be there. We have to communicate in the meantime. And so I felt bad. And I also felt like a little hoary because I paid him back for the flight. He accepted the money. I never went and I've never talked to him again.
I would not have paid him back for the flight because it's very presumptuous to book a flight without communication. That is like almost disgusting. It's like, he feels like he owns you in a weird way. Like you're going to just drop everything and jump on a flight.
I think it might've been a narcissistic red flag.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm very attracted to narcissists as a problem.
I am too, but I think I'm attracted to confidence and decisiveness.
Yeah. But once I don't like it in the beginning, but it turns out that a lot of the guys, like they finally show their true colors and they are just, it's, everything's about them. And I'm like, oh, I don't know why it happens a lot with me.
Well, probably because you're empathetic. You're easy to talk to. So people probably feel like they can open up to you.
Yeah.
And then you seem vulnerable. So they probably feel like.
I just feel like my picker's off. Like I always want like the hottest guy in the room. I always want the bad boy. And like, why would I mean.
Is your ex-husband a narcissist?
No comment.
Really? I know that you and the three of you guys, Leanne and Eddie and yourself, went through some bumps in the road with like the whole blended family thing.
Yeah. It took a decade, but we're in a good place now.
I know. You guys have family pictures and stuff together.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like, at this point, it's more like we were young. We got all like, not that young, but we were fighting and doing, I think we both have grown a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, we were just putting the kids first. And I like, there's like, I have zero attraction to the man. You know what I mean? Like there's oh my God, I'm not trying to get my husband back. And I think that for a while, that's maybe what someone thought. That was never the case. I was just annoyed.
I think you said something like, you had a comment maybe at one point about when I was on the Housewives going through like step family stuff, because I did say something controversial. Well, it was like taken controversially when I said that I wish my stepkids were mine. And what I meant was I didn't wish that to knock off the mom. What I meant was I wish that I didn't have this added boundary of like of this relationship boundary because I love them so much, but it's harder to step parent than it is to parent your biological child because you're the boss.
Yeah. I have an issue with that. I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, as a step-parent, you have to be careful and you need to stay in your lane. And saying something like that could be taken wrong. I wouldn't be happy, but you know, that happened a lot. Like she was like, they're like my kids. And I'm like, no, they threw them in my belly. And so that was just an issue for me. So yeah, I would.
Well, you're not alone there. A lot of women feel the same way you do. And I was asking myself the other day, because now my ex-husband's married and my kids have a stepmom. This is new. Right. And I was asking myself the other day, well, what if Aspen was playing a soccer game and I'm on the sidelines and she gets hurt and she runs to her stepmom instead of me? How would that make me feel? And my initial reaction was I'd be pissed or I'd like be embarrassed. But then I'm like, you know what? If your kid loves somebody that much or someone else loves them that much that they feel that comfortable, that's really a blessing.
No, it is. I mean, and you know, as long as I just think her and I were fighting for so long about nonsense stuff that I didn't have the respect for her that I have now. And I do think now, you know, like in the beginning, she was kind of using my kids as a weapon to hurt me. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking, okay, you don't love my kids. You're using them to, you're triangulating them to hurt me. Like, so I didn't feel in the beginning that it was genuine. But I do feel that, you know, after time, she loves the boys very much. And it's great to have, you know, it takes a village. It really does. It's nice to have like, oh, I'm going to drop them off. Can you drop them off? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, in the beginning, it just was sucky.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm in that beginning. It's sucky.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about you and what's new with you. So you were so good on Ultimate Girls Trip. I love that.
I was just drunk. It was like, okay, guys, we're on vacation.
Tamara, I talked to Tamara about it. She's like, oh my God, it was a week of like grueling filming.
It was Housewives on crack. You shoot all day, every day, and you have like four things to do a day. You know, usually you have one thing, but we would have a breakfast and we'd have an event and then we'd have a lunch. So, you know, it was really exhausting, but I have to say, like, looking back, it was so nice to be like out. Like we had been in like indoors for 2 years.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, this is the first time that we're going to all I just wanted to have fun, honestly, but it was a lot of work, but you know.
It's like a housewife's trip on crack.
I'm sure you'll do one eventually. I think that this is like the way that housewives is going to kind of go. I feel because it is so raw and real, you know. Right. I saw the trailer for the third one. It looks so good. And, you know, putting these big personalities together that have never been together before.
Right.
Form those bonds, except for, you know, Vicky and Tamara had each other.
Who was on from Beverly Hills? Just you?
Taylor. And her and I didn't have a great ending. So I didn't have like my person.
Yeah. You had some moments with her and with Tamara. So have you guys kept in touch? Like,
oh yeah. Tamara and I text all the time. We're great. Like I feel like,
always loved you.
Yeah. Like once Vicky left, Tamara was so fun. And like, we were the ones who were staying up and partying. Everyone's like, okay, it's 8:30. Gotta go to bed. And we're like,
no
vacation.
Did you like Vicky?
I did not at first at all. I was like, she's just such a rude person. She's a Debbie Downer.
Mm-hmm. She is.
What's that?
She is a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, but also don't come to vacation and ruin it for everyone else if you're not in a good place. She kept going like, I'm not in a good place. I'm like, well, stay in your room. Like, don't bring everything down on us, you know? Right. So it was just, I do like her now. She's a slow burn, if you know what I mean. Like,
no, I don't actually. I have no idea what you mean because there has never been any sort of flame there with me and her.
Yeah. I remember I watched that. That was, Listen, like I said earlier about Denise, if you're going to fake something or if something's happening in your real life and you're on reality TV, it's going to fucking come out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
But don't hate me. Don't
right. Hate exactly. Me. So, I mean, I feel like you did her a favor.
I mean, I don't know about that, but maybe.
Well, imagine if she had stayed with that guy and he's like so disgusting.
I mean, yeah, whatever. I feel like sometimes bad people find each other.
I felt that way a lot about her in the beginning. I was like, oh my God, you're like so rude to everyone. You're such a miserable person. Like, why are you here? But you know, she did soften. And I don't know if it's because she's not on Housewives anymore, but you know, she, towards the end, the very end, she softened, but.
Well, that's good. Maybe that's just like how long it took for her to break the ice. Was Dorinda really as unhinged as she seems?
I love Dorinda so much. And yeah. I pretty much saw her naked a lot. So you didn't have half of it.
Like, how's her body?
She was running out the door. She was, you know, it was hard. We were all, I feel like people don't realize she just got fired. You know, so did Tamara, so did Vicky. So there was a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're doing the ex-wives club and these people feel like they on their show they were the stars of their show, and I feel like there was just a lot of grief happening, and I was like, I'm gonna fire forever, I'm here to party, like let's go smoke, Eva, let's go.
But like what people don't understand, and I think that a lot of housewives don't get this, is that you still it's still a job, you still have to be a person that's at least like sort of pleasurable to work with, because it's still a job. You still show up every day. If you're going to go in like guns a blazing and have this big personality that you were hired for, but also like not be respectful or be completely unhinged, like you're going to lose your job.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was I was like on my podcast saying, well, I had a YouTube channel for a while. I'm like, Tamara and Vicky need to be fired. I was like they got so mad at me, but I'm like, you guys, your story is done. Like we know, yeah. Like Vicky's love tank is never going to be full. And you're with Eddie. Like I just, and I felt like they were doing the same shtick over and over again.
Yeah.
But then after that, I did watch Orange County and it sucked without. So I'm glad Tamara's back, because I feel like she needed to be back without Vicky, because I feel like Vicky, she feels like Tamara's her sidekick, and Tamara kind of goes into that role when they're together. And
100%.
You know what I mean? And it's yes. Like, no, be yourself. So we're going to see Tamara herself. And we've heard texts like all of the time. She's like, I got so drunk. I can't tell you what happens, because I don't want to get in trouble with anyone. But she's like, Randy, like drunk, crazy, like out of control. And like, that's part of the job description, bitch. Like,
I'm going to have to text her when we get off to see, which I haven't talked to her in a while.
Yeah, I think they just went to their cast trip and got back. And
where'd they go? Do we know?
Mexico. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, Mexico.
I mean, that's speculative.
Right. I'm sure people were posting pictures in Mexico anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, it's not like
when I'm always in trouble. So if Andy like calls me, I'm like, I'm either getting a job or getting yelled at. But that's he doesn't funny. Yell at me, but you know, I get.
I've never gotten in trouble. I'm a good girl.
I'm in trouble a lot.
I'm not mean though. So Erica Jane recently said that she respects you on Watch What Happens Live for being brutally honest and thinks you should make a comeback. Are you talking to Bravo? Talking to Andy about that?
You know, I don't know what's happening with Beverly Hills. You know, I think that they said they're going to take like a little break. And I think I don't know. I personally feel like they might need to do a shakeup like they did with New York and have all new people. I'm not sure, but you know, he knows I'm always open to it. And yeah. I love Bravo. But right now, like I'm working on something else. It's really exciting. And then I have another show coming out in January.
Gosh, you're busy.
So I'm just happy to be busy. But Andy's like, you know, like once you're a housewife, you're a housewife for life, like you're grandfathered in. Yeah. So, you know, I expect to see you on one of the ultimate trips very soon, the ex-wives club or whatever.
I got to suck up to Andy a little bit more, I think, before I get that invitation.
I don't think he likes people that suck up. I honestly think just really? Yourself. I don't suck up to him. We have like normal conversations. I think a lot of people kiss his ass, and I think he respects the people that don't.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, he's from St. Louis.
I know. That's what I was wondering. So is he still friendly with Jim?
I don't know, because I'm not friendly with Jim, but like. Right.
But you're not friendly with Andy either?
Yeah, I'm friendly with Andy. Yeah, for sure. I actually met Andy. I was telling you, my little brother's a model. I met Andy for the very first time at a Christmas party at Andy's apartment in New York, like 3 years before I even knew Jim.
That's crazy.
Isn't that funny? I know, small world. I asked my followers if they have any questions for you. These questions are insane. Here's one. Would you ever fuck your ex-husband again for any reason?
Absolutely not. Like, I think that once you have that level of someone disrespecting you, and our divorce was so ugly.
It was. And,
you know, unless it was like to save my kid's life or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
No.
And you got paid on top of it. Like,
I mean, I wish that he got uglier, but like, you know, with men, he's getting more.
I know, it's the worst.
It's so annoying. But all my friends are like, Brandy, I got glam, especially my best friend, Mia. She's like, I got glamored. I went over there. He flashed his dimples. I'm like, yeah, you gotta be careful with that.
Glamored? That's funny.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so there's this this guy I'm seeing right now. He's an old friend. And I made him, like, since we've been friends for 7 years. And so sometimes I think we forget that, like, we're romantic now. So we ask each other things that are, like, stupid. Like, I made him say... What were we watching? One of those stupid shows. Oh, 90 Day Fiance.
I love that show.
So good.
I mean, it's so crazy.
It's so crazy. I said, kill, marry, fuck. And I like named three guys and he wouldn't answer. And I was like, if you don't answer, you're going to die. Like, that's the name of the game. You will die. Like, you have to answer. Those are fun questions.
I mean, they can be like, I used to be like, my ex-husband would never admit that anyone was attractive. And all my friends are ex-models and they're all gorgeous. And, you know, we modeled it. And yeah, like, I'm like, do you think she's pretty? Or do you think he would always say no? And that's when you know that you're in trouble because he's a liar. So,
oh, right.
Like, even on TV, we'd be watching like something. I'm like, do you think she's pretty? He's like, no. You know, and I'm like, she's stunning. Like, why are you doing this? Like, you're lying straight to my face. It drove me nuts, actually.
Did he cheat a lot?
He did. Yeah. He said that. At one point, he said that he and I were in the room and he said, Brandy, it's not you, it's me. He's like, I've been doing this from the beginning. Like, it's been going on this whole time. And then when I brought that back up another time, it was crazy. He's like, I never said that. I'm like, it was just you and I in the room. Like, I know you're lying. I know you said that. Like, it's that kind of level of, I think, like, craziness that I can't. It's
I know that. I know that type.
Like, you almost lie to yourself and then you believe it.
Yeah. That's like a sociopath, I think.
Yeah. That's what I said, but I didn't want to be mean.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I actually have a question for you with this guy I'm seeing. So I want to get your advice. So we just turned it this romantic only a couple weeks ago. It's brand new, but it's like hot and heavy. I move hot and heavy. I move fast.
You're a relationship person. I feel like all of a sudden you're getting married, you're getting divorced, but like, I feel like you're always in a relationship.
I feel like I always have people in the pipeline. In a relationship is probably a little bit of a stretch, but I would prefer to be in a relationship. I own that. I love being in a relationship. So, but this guy feels different. So he lives out of state, and he was going to come back to St. Louis with me for like 10 days. And then he couldn't because of work. And so he was like, I'll come for the weekend. And then the weekend is here. It's Friday. And right. Now he's like, oh, my appointment, you know, canceled. And now I have to do it this weekend. I can't come at all. And to me, that's a red flag. I don't.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely. Nothing. Oh. Like if you had to do something on Friday, like probably, I don't know what you had to do, but like, I'm sure you couldn't do the same thing on the weekend. And well, I feel like
real estate stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess like, you know, they have to make their money. I dated a real estate agent for a while and it drove me nuts. Like just because like people would call, you know, they were just calling and he's going to these open houses and like girls, he has to put his real number out there and he was a little shady. So
yeah, it's not shady. This guy's not shady, but it's like, what? I mean, he doesn't have kids. So his like set of responsibilities is completely different than mine. His schedule is completely open other right. than work. And I'm like, okay, mine, I'm so precise about like how I spend my time that it worries me 2 weeks in. That
well, absolutely. And also, what do you think you're going to get out of? Is he going to move to where you are? Are you going to move to where he is? Like, where are you wasting your time? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like we're not getting any younger. Like if you see a red flag in the beginning, I just say, get out.
I can give him a little bit of time to redeem himself. So he said he's going to come back, like come to St. Louis in a couple weeks. So we'll see.
I feel like you're giving him a hard pass and he does not deserve it. I'm sorry. Like really? I don't do maybes. Like it's a yes or a no. Like, oh, maybe I'll see you on Thursday. You know, I'm like, no, it's either you're seeing me on Thursday or you're not. Like I don't do. And I feel like he's leaving things up in the air. And like, that's just a lot of time wasted that you could be doing meeting new people, you know?
I mean, maybe but I think part of the reason I like being in a relationship is that I don't have to go out and meet new people. I feel like I'm grounded at home and I enjoy that. I enjoy that normalcy.
But you're alone right now. I mean, you know what I mean? Like he doesn't live near you and this isn't normal.
I don't know. I've always dated out of state. I feel like guys in St. Louis, they just don't tickle my fancy, but, and I don't know, you know, with the move thing, obviously like something would have to change in the future, and we're both aware of that, but like first we got to see if it's going to work.
Yeah. You're living in a dreamland, honey, but you know what? Good for you. I mean, you obviously have lockdown men, you know, in a good way. I just don't want like you to waste your time. That's the only
thing. Right?
Like I'm like not about wasting time because.
But he says he's committed. He says like he wants this and he knows me and this is what he like to feel it out. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
I know you're not fully invested in my relationship.
No, I feel like canceling last minute is so disrespectful. And like if that, and then not putting a date or like, oh, maybe I'll come in a couple of weeks. I just feel like he's maybe not taking this as seriously as you are.
You know what? I think you might be right. I was so annoyed too. Cause I was like, I bought tickets to go to the theater. Yeah, I know, right?
It's rude.
I feel like I put myself out there so much. And then when it's not reciprocated in the way that I see fit, then resentment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I do the same thing because I go up, like above and beyond for people that I'm with. That's and right. then I expect that in return. And when it's not, and you know, I shouldn't expect that in return because when it's not reciprocated, I get resentful.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I recognize that this is like, I'm starting to feel that like tinge of resentment. So, and I told him that. I completely told, so we'll see. Are you dating anybody right now?
I'm seeing a couple people. Yeah.
So you're fucking a couple people?
I am fucking one person. And
are you like a one person fucker?
Yeah, generally, just because, like, if I get an STD, I want to know who it's from.
So, like, because logically speaking, you're one.
Right. No. Also, the other one is not, like, I don't, like, there's something there, but I don't know if it's that, if I just, like, liken, I don't know, I don't know if the chemistry's there yet, and I have to have chemistry in order to have sex with someone. Like, it's
well, otherwise, just, the sex is going to suck.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But then will you knock off guy number one? For guy number two?
No, I mean, not necessarily. At this point, yeah. You know, I'm not putting a label on anything. I'm saying that I'm single. And I just feel like this is what works for me in this town. Because it's a hard town to date in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, like, reverse Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not having any more babies, that's for sure. But
well, you can only have one at a time if you did. He can have five at a time as he does.
Good for him though. And if these girls sign up for it, good for them. Like, you do you.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Anything else that you want to talk to us about? Promote?
I mean, not, I can't like really promote much right now, but like when they say I can, I'll let you know there's a new show coming out in January.
Unscripted or scripted?
It's a game show.
You're a host.
No, I'm not a host.
A game show.
It's
you're a panelist or something.
No. It's not anything like that. We think Big Brother-y kind of.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's a new reality show. Oh, okay. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, call me when we can talk about it and I'll have you back on.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, I just think the one thing I want to say is I have two teenage boys and I think it's really important that we keep the conversation about sex open and flowing and like, you know, they need to have all of the information. And I know you have young kids, but, yeah. Just everyone out there, I feel like the more they know, the better off they are. So,
like, do you have any advice for talking to teenage boys about sex as a mom, single mom?
Well, we've always had open communications about sex. They were like, when they were young, they're like, I have an extender penis. And I'm like, yeah, well.
Like, because it's like bigger?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, that happens. So, you know, we've always, you know, and they know I've been with women. They're very like, we have a very open conversation, honestly, to the point where sometimes I'm like, I did not need to know that.
No way.
No, but I, you know, I told them I want, you know, if they have questions or, you know, obviously that my 19-year-old, he's pretty good now. But you know, I want that, you know, conversation to be open. And my son's best friend's parents are porn stars. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're great. They're awesome people.
Really?
Yeah. And so he's like, he always talks to the boys about, you know, being careful and using condoms and all of the stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's definitely like, I would say unusual. I don't even know any porn stars. But like, well, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I mean, I just happen to know them because our kids have been in school together forever and they're best friends. So, you know, I mean, they're very famous porn stars. You probably know who they are, but yeah. But it's great because Eddie doesn't speak to the kids about that stuff. It's like he's Latin. He's very like, figure it out. You got this. And so it's nice for them to have this guy they can go to, they respect and talk to.
Interesting. That's an interesting take. And you sound like, I mean, you're a wonderful mother and you're open with them and you're always honest, brutally so sometimes. I would be scared to be on a show with you.
No. I mean, well, no.
We'd be fine. Yeah. We'd have fun together.
Yes, for sure.
But this has been great. It's so nice to meet you and finally talk, connect.
Yeah. And I have your number. I got it. And we'll definitely, like when you're in town, hit me up. We'll go and see Tamara and get drinks and she can tell us all the tea that I already know, but you text her. It's crazy.
Really? Oh, yeah. I can't wait to watch. When are they airing that season? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't even think the girls know, but I think they're just wrapping because it's like the last trip. So yeah. I think she'll have like more time.
Well, thank you so much.
Of course. Nice to meet you. Finally. I feel like I already knew you, but you know.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Thanks so much.
Again soon, I hope. All right. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So it was great to have Brandy on and finally get to chat with her. It's so interesting with her boys and their porn star friends' parents. But anyway, moving on. So next week, we are going to have our 11-11 episode on Intimate Knowledge with Mystic Michaela. She is a world famous psychic. She reads aura colors. She's also a personal friend of mine. And she's going to talk to us how to manifest your perfect relationship, whether you're in one or you want to be in one, for your life right now on this date, 11-11. So stay tuned, because if I know, you know, okay?
Subscribe to Intimate Knowledge on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.